This week in the Missouri Senate, we review action taken during the second extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly. The second extra session was originally called on November 5th. The call only included a supplemental budget bill to finalize what entities need funding from the federal government's Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. The federal dollars have been in our state since April. Among the requirements of the federal money is to use it before the end of the calendar year. The Missouri House of Representatives then passed House Bill 14 just 5 days later. Unfortunately, when it was time for the Missouri Senate to consider the measure, it was learned the extra session would have to be halted because of coronavirus. Missouri senators would wait until the best time to resume session, which was this week.
Good afternoon. I'll call this committee hearing on...
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee gathered to discuss House Bill 14 on Tuesday afternoon. There were many questions about what was contained in the proposal, including how unemployment benefits would be affected.
On that aspect of paying for the unemployment benefits, that's not exclusive to the state of Missouri. That's any employer in the state of Missouri. If their employee goes to another job, gets laid off, they can still come back on any employer in the state
of
Missouri.
Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby also handled House Bill 14 in the upper chamber. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is another of the panel members concerned about unemployment compensation benefits.
I saw there was an announcement made that there will be a reduction in the taxable wage rate proposed for 2021.
After a couple of hours of discussion, the committee approved House Bill 14 for full Missouri Senate consideration in a unanimous vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the...
On Wednesday morning, Missouri senators made quick work of the legislation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move...
House Bill 14 was sent to the executive branch by a vote of 23-1.
The Senate Standing Committee on Government Reform...
Also on November 10th, the call for the second extra session was amended to include COVID-19 liability legislation. This prompted introduction of Senate Bill 1, which was heard by the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee on Tuesday. During this hearing, the executive branch again amended the extra session call and asked this legislation to be considered during the regular legislative session, which will start next month.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Thursday, December 10th at 10 a.m.
Also this week, pre-filing began for bills to be considered during next year's regular legislative session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.